the voting power of senior citizens now dominates the political scene. And this power is likely to last for some time to come, as over the next 10 years, many, many millions more will retire. But what will retirement look like for the seniors of the baby boom? Will it be peaceful, or full of anxiety, or perhaps both? Brick Walters reports.
Security guard Chloe Ross sees a lot from her post at First Guarantee Fidelity Solid Trust Bedrock Bank. She sees a lot of new retirees.
Oh, yeah, I've had to teach some of them. I try and calm them down. I tell them, this is where you visit with each other in the lobby. This is how you chat with the tellers. And here is where you go to drink the free coffee. Look at it poor. You know, they don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do. Congressman Loomis Beachley thinks the federal government needs to take action before it's too late.
Well, they all say since I retired, I'm busier than ever. That tells me their job, whatever it was, did not prepare them for the end of work. They don't know how to do nothing.
But, Congressman, there are so many retirees who have to keep working.
That's the other part. A lot of them think they're ready to kick back and suddenly they have grandchildren to take care of, or they have extravagant tastes to satisfy, like a dry place to live and food that's edible.
The result? Retirees who are as busy as people in the workforce. This has led Congressman Beachley to propose standards to ensure that no one enters their twilight years without relaxation training. Lucy Walker is the new chair of the Department of Older Folks Issues, or DOOFI.
We want people to let go of their pattern of doing, doing, doing. So we've laid out specific goals and objectives in what we call our profile of leisure.
The profile of leisure has 24 separate areas where seniors must demonstrate competence before they're allowed to retire. Areas like lounging, napping, visiting, sidewalk superintending, aimless roaming around, and staring into space.
These are areas where people are really going to have to show us they know their stuff before we're going to let them out of the workforce.
But, Congressman, is this really necessary?
Go overseas. The park benches are full. The cafes are crowded. Here in this country, the pigeons rule the park benches, and the old folks are bungee jumping or greeting customers at Walmart. The profiles of leisure that we're proposing come with idleness packages that the seniors complete to demonstrate all that they've learned. Here's one. The item is called cocooning. The package includes tasks such as climb into a reclining chair and cover yourself with a blanket. Doze.
That doesn't sound too difficult.
You'd be surprised. A shocking number of people aged 65 and older are simply unable to perform these tasks, believe it or not. That's why we have to have standards. Otherwise, you can't tell the retirees from the people who are still working like dogs.
But will it work? I asked two retirees, Doug and Mary Carping, about their plans for the day.
Plans? Play golf, maybe.
Oh, Dougie, let's do.
Yes.
Oh, I love to caddy for Dougie.
She's great.
Yes, I sprint most of the time.
She got eyes like an eagle.
Oh.
That's wonderful.
You're my little birdie. Or I could work in the garden, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, those both sound fine. How about a little afternoon nap?
We don't nap. We leave that to the cat.
Might do some rock climbing, I think.
Right. Oh, we have so much energy.
Any plans to play checkers, Doug?
No.
Mary, might you go to the casino today?
Oui.
Let me ask you this. Can you at least do this? This comes straight out of one of the idleness packages with the retirement standards. It's called medical history sharing.
Oh.
Okay, here.
Yeah.
Try this. Get in a crowded elevator.
Ooh.
Identify verbally one of your most personal medical difficulties. Discuss it loudly.
Oh, wow. No. An organ recital?
No.
Oh, we could never do that.
You didn't expect that.
When we reached retirement age, there was still social promotion.
Promotion, yes.
You put in your time, you move on, right, Dougie?
That's absolutely.
No real requirements.
You know, to tell the truth, if we had to meet those standards, you know, I'd still be down at the plant.
That's right, and I'd still be teaching.
You're still teaching me a thing or two, sweetheart.
Oh, Doug!
And so, the battle continues over retirement standards, the profile of leisure, and the idleness packages. Will institution of stronger standards help create a population of retirees who are the best in the world at doing nothing? Or will it simply make millions of testy old people even more cranky? Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.